people, they think they're going up there looking for the goat man, and they get caught on the trestle. There's been more than over 30 people that have died because of it.
Why do people keep going there?
People want to be scared. This is an old wooden trestle railroad track. It's 130 feet up in the air, and you got a 50-ton locomotive bearing down on you.
This is the legend of the Pope Lick Monster. This is Southern Mysteries.
It's gonna be all right. These ain't dark or troubled times. It's a day like any other day. You got a dark and troubled mind, all right. You hold that baby tight, and I swear if you can hear me, then everything gonna be just fine, all right. All right.
Welcome to Southern Mysteries. I'm your host, Shannon Ballard. There are many legends of a goat man across the country. They're not just found in the backwoods of the South, but one of the freakiest and most infamous of the goat man legends is the Pope Lick Monster of Louisville, Kentucky. The Cult of Weird website defines the Goatman as a large humanoid creature with furry, goat-like legs, alabaster skin, wide-set eyes, and horns that protrude from greasy fur. As the name says, a part human and part goat creature. The Goatman of Pope Lick became a legend after stories started circulating around the 1960s. For three generations, teens and thrill seekers have been telling the tale of Goatman, and it gets more interesting and a little freakier as the years go by. The origins of the Goatman, they aren't clear. There are at least seven theories about its evolution. One says that a local goat farmer, well, he liked his goats a little too much, and I'll leave it at that. Another theory goes that Goatman was a circus sideshow freak that was freed when lightning struck the circus train he was traveling in that had traveled over the Pope Lick train trestle, and that it's remained attached to the trestle and calls it home. Other theories include the Goatman being an old chemist who had been living as a recluse after he was burned in an explosion, an experiment that went horribly wrong. The Goatman's journey into existence is still unexplained, if you believe in it at all. One of the most interesting theories about Goatman comes from a book by J. Nathan Couch, who has researched Goatman extensively. In his book, Goatman, Flesh or Folklore, Couch says that his search for the truth behind the legend of Goatman eventually led him to the story of a man named Charles Chess McCartney, who became something of a legend himself. Now, Chess McCartney was a vagabond from Iowa who traveled all over the country for decades, from the 1930s through around 1987, and he traveled in a wagon that was pulled by a team of goats. Chess McCartney had a mangled left arm that was disfigured in a timber cutting accident, and he often liked to dress in goat skins. That earned him the nickname Goatman as he traveled from town to town. Over the course of his journeys, Chess McCartney traveled to all 50 states, camping in farms along the road where he would tell his tales and sell postcards with his picture on them. He became a celebrity, and people would often look forward to the time he would return to their town. Through Couch's research, he found that McCartney traveled to Pope Lick on numerous occasions over the years. So you can see how this tale could have been twisted in the memory of little children, twisted into a grand story of seeing a part goat and part human creature. As is true of urban legends, they start with simple stories with some truth, and they're exaggerated over time. In this case, it became the legend of the Goat Man. The legend of the Pope Lick Monster, this Goat Man, isn't a nice one. This legend has victims, people who have been injured. Some have even died in pursuit of the Pope Lick Monster. Now, the legend says that the Goatman hypnotizes you and convinces you to follow him up to the Pope Lick Railroad Trestle, where you meet your doom. And that's because the trestle is so long, it's close to 800 feet long, and a lot of people don't realize trains still run across that trestle. So when a train comes and you're standing on the railroad trestle, there's no way to run back to safety before you're hit by a train. As one local historian has described, the only way to outrun the train on this trestle is to be able to run faster than Usain Bolt. To survive, your only option is to make a 100-foot jump from the trestle in a panic, which doesn't end well. Or you try to hold on to the bottom of the trestle rails while a train goes over. And that's close to impossible. But a man did manage to do that as recently as 2016, when he was called out on that trestle and realized a train was coming down the tracks. He was with his fiance that day, and to his horror, he watched as his fiance was thrown from the trestle and died in pursuit of the legend of the Popelik monster. Still, every year around Halloween, thrill seekers organize. Some create secret groups on Facebook and meet to drive to Popelik Trestle. They break through an 8-foot gate that surrounds the area. It's meant to keep people out. But that's how they get on the trestle and seek out Goatman. The Goatman is said to be a very convincing creature. It's said to mimic voices to get you to come out on the trestle and try to follow a voice that's familiar to you. And it begs the question, what could Goatman do to convince you to follow him? Is there a voice of a loved one that you would be willing to follow if you thought you were saving them from harm? Maybe someone missing or long since passed on. The Goatman is also said to mimic voices of children to get you to try to help kids in danger. And he's said to make dog sounds, whimpering sounds, to get you to try to help a hurting animal. Many are said to have fallen for that ploy. Who wouldn't be willing to help an innocent child or dog? I connected with Keith Age, who is the founder of the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. They've investigated the Popelik monster and this trestle, and we started our conversation with his answer to the question of what keeps drawing people to Louisville to chase the legend of Popelik monster.
People want to be scared. I'll be honest with you. This is an old wooden trestle railroad track. It's 130 feet up in the air. And, you know, remember the movie Stand By Me, where the kids go running on the railroad tracks trying to jump off?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, people think they can do that. Well, it's 700 feet, and you're 130 feet up in the air, and, oh, I can run and get off of this train. Well, you got a 50-ton locomotive bearing down on you. There's no way you're going to be able to stand or stay or hang on those, you know, wooden beams up there. So people, they think they're going up there looking for the goat man, and they get caught on the trestle. And there's been more than over 30 people that have died because of it, you know, in the last 100 years. As far as we can tell, there never was any train wreck there. So there was never any circus animals ever let loose. And so, you know, it's one of those, you know, urban myths that just got started and has been going and going and going. You know, it is a wooded area out there, but it's not so dense that, you know, there isn't anything else there. There's houses and everything else there. Matter of fact, right across the street from it, there's a guy that lives right there that I've played music at his house many a time, and we've never had nothing creeping up on us out in the woods, you know. So, you know, and it is just what you said, an urban legend.
So is the myth driven by the stories, or is it really creepy in that area?
Oh, no, it's creepy. I mean, and I guess it is a wooded area, you know, but it is also got signs up that says no trespassing. The police are, you know, they do monitor it because it is a dangerous area.
It's despite that danger, even because of it, that some people will continue to try to pursue the legend of the Popelik monster. They'll scale the fence, climb the trestle, and live out one of the scariest things you can imagine. A deep belief in an urban legend that could put them face to face with a terrifying creature that only wishes death on them. Or even worse, they'll stand on that trestle, feel vibration under their feet, and then hear a train whistle blow, and realize that there's one thing worse than the legend of the Popelik monster, and it's simply a train that will seal their fate. Southern Mysteries is hosted and produced by me, Shannon Ballard. You can explore more about this episode and all the stories featured by checking out the show notes at southernmysteriespodcast.com. And if you're enjoying the podcast, I hope you'll subscribe and then leave a review on iTunes. Doing that really does help support the podcast and spread the word about Southern Mysteries.